Now, these are just the beginnings of diagrams that are going to have lots and lots of information on them, but this was the one that revealed the cycles from the point of egg and sperm coming together, which is down here at this angle. Now, this is literally a tachyon 6 cycle, where each one of these shifts represents one harmonic key cycle with actually one tachyon cycle with 12 harmonic key cycles in it. So each 45 degree shift has 12 harmonic key cycles in it, and that is considered one tachyon cycle. So there's a set of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They consider it a 6 cycle because the other one is, these are actually, this is the, we go into the what's called the novena cycle here, which has to do with the birth. These two actually have to do with the birth of Partikai 1 and Partikai 2, and then the Cetus cycle. But as far as tachyon cycles or key generation cycles, which are quantum building cycles, you'd have 6 of these cycles are those, and one is the Cetus cycle. So when you see that axis that has, that looks like it has 8 segments, it is referring to a 6 cycle. It's actually a 12 cycle. It's 6 cycles, a simultaneous set of 6 cycles are happening on the Adore side. So it's considered a 12 cycle altogether. Yes, sir.
I didn't know this.
What?
We're supposed to be at the River Tech Park, which is very nice. Darlene has gone to ask for an extension of that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know
we were supposed to be up by 10 either. Okay. That would be good. Okay. If I have to, I can talk fast and do it in a half hour, but 3 minutes isn't going to happen. Well, I wouldn't have had that tangent if I'd known that. Jeez. We'd all be sitting here wet, too. Anyway, this is a, like I said, it's a 6 cycle of 6 tachyon cycles. And they are quantum building spark cycles, generation cycles. And in that set of cycles, all sorts of things, you can chart all sorts of things and how they happen, including the how babies get here, how an incarnation happens here, which starts with a contribution from two parents that give a portion of their encryption in the form of an egg and a sperm, and they bring it together. And whenever that happens, whenever that fertilization point occurs, this is where it starts to cycle, right there. That is the fertilization point. And it begins what's called the novena cycle. Now these are naveha, they're all the other ones when you get going and the ones that expand out from there. The first navejo cycle is considered a novena cycle. The second one is the novena. And that refers to at the end of this cycle, and they're different than just a tachyon generation cycle. There are a whole bunch of different things that happen that gives birth at the end of this part. At this axis would be the birth of the first partikai. And at this axis would be the birth of the second partikai. So these are cycles. These are the startup cycles. Whenever an egg and sperm come together, a new creation point is literally created. All right. So like within the singularity of the eternal consciousness field of source, a new distinction has been made. And the same process that engaged and continually engages the original creation point occurs at that point in conception. And that starts this cycle right here. So it's not that at a different time, well, if I conceive in May, does that put me at a different spot? It doesn't. The conception or the fertilization of the egg itself starts the cycle. And the cycle is supposed to be very specific. These were the first 12 minutes, or seconds. These are the first 12 minutes. These are the first 12 hours. Then it goes into the 4 trimesters that lead up to the end of the 9th month where the body would be born. During this Cetus cycle, this part here is called the Cetus cycle. In that Cetus cycle, that is where we had the triad births here on this line, and you go through the triad cycle is the first trimester, the Kusha cycle is the second trimester, the Rushate or the Kushate cycle is the second trimester, the Rushate cycle is the third trimester, and the Rishate cycle as the fourth trimester. So there are 4 trimesters with 3 increments each. Now those increments when they're down here are seconds. Those increments when they're down up here are minutes. Minutes. These would be hours, and it gets to the 12th hour. And this is where the birth of the light seed occurs, and the connection through the Taran light seed, and the birth of the personal Luma Eterna, and the Illumer Adana body. Right? The personal Illumer Adana body is structured in the same way as the cosmos. But what it gives you is a probability field, your own personal probability field, probable selves. This is where your free will gets to play, and you end up lining it yourself up with, by the choices you make. You're born with a field of probabilities. If the fetal integration and things go the way they should, our probabilities have been limited, where we should have a 12-vector set of probabilities and probable worlds and probable simultaneous probable selves, and we should be able to pull ourselves into the center and look in on any of them and have an open relationship with any of those selves and actually simultaneously choose to do several things in different time frames as ourselves with the same body pattern, because the body pattern was formed from that same egg and sperm coming together, so it has the same parent encryption. So these are much closer to you, like as personally you, than you might feel toward an incarnate. A lot of us, if we met our incarnations, if they walked through the door, we might not even like them, and they might not like us either, you know, like, yeah. Because we change, you know, we're different in different time frames. We grow and we learn different things, take different attitudes and that kind of stuff. So this, when things go right, when we have our own personal Luma, Eterna, and Illumer, Adana bodies birth, they birth at the same axis and the same time as the Taran, little light seed, and that is at the 12th hour, and then we move forward into the cycles, and there's four trimesters here as well, and I think the end of the first one is the 15th day, and then it goes forward from there, and you know, the detail on these will be covered more fully in other ones, but because I covered this before, I don't want to waste all the time going through each one of those. But basically, this is the process that starts with what I do want to talk about, which is this point. What does happen when the egg and the sperm come together? What does happen during these cycles, these two cycles, the Navajo cycles, because they're a version of the Navajo cycles, but they're the first Navajo cycles. And we got an interesting look into that, and the reason they gave us the information now is because through that we can get an idea of what the Hall of Records are, what the Illuvian passages are, and then they're going to show us something neat about atoms, and then about axiatonal lines. And at that point, we should be pretty well done. So hopefully within the next half hour, in case we get kicked out in a half hour, not an hour. Next one, please. It's a bit messy because I didn't have time to be fancy. But this little guy here is a sperm, and that one over there is an egg. Now, they're not the official names for those, but they're the common street words for them. So I'll keep it there because it's easier, right? At least for me, is when I'm tired. If you notice, each of them have an interesting field, right? You might be seeing this part, but it actually, the sperm actually has this radiant field around it. That radiant field on a sperm is the Kalihara field. On the egg, over here, the egg is in here with this little lacy edges there. It has a radiant field too. That has the radiant field of the Mahara Risha. Now if we remember when we talked about the Hara bodies forming, how the Kalihara formed on the forward Mane vector, and the Mahara Risha formed as the opposite on the same vector line, which would be the spirit body, right? So it's just the frequencies that they carry. This one carries the Mane, base Mane frequency of the Kalihara, and this one carries the base Ire frequency of the Mahara Risha. Now, if we remember when that we saw those last, they were two spheres positioned in relationship to a third center one. That third center one was the Hare Krishna body. When these two come together, that is exactly what they form. They form that third Hara body. And that is a set of things happen about sparks and center sparks opening that gives the platform for the new life and for the new spirit to come in, to take that bit of flesh that is at the moment just a bit of light body encryption. It is literally light body encryption, but it doesn't have a new identity in it. It doesn't have spirit infused in it yet, or a spirit attached that has an intention to grow, because that it is not the point of fetal integration, but it is the point where the light body and the spirit body start to grow. But there's a point of fetal integration that happens way over on in the trimesters on the physical side that unites them all, and that's the point that if something happens at that point, that the consciousness is stuck in the mother's field and will have to birth itself out in order to get back on its own track. But before that, it doesn't happen. Right now, 33 to 56 days it must go by before fetal integration can take place, because the frequency of the spirit body is so high compared to the mutated body that it would blow the fetus apart and it would kill it. So trying to do fetal integration before the 33rd day would actually destroy the fetus and cause a miscarriage. So in this time frame, because of the mutation, it can't be done any earlier than that. And it's never actually done earlier than that. It's supposed to be the day 120 is supposed to be the day of fetal integration from the point of the egg and sperm fertilizing. And that just has to do with the natural order of things. As the spirit body is birthing on the other side, on the adore side, as the baby body is developing in the womb on this side, there are certain points when the frequencies meet in the right way, and that is the point that allows the doorways to open between them. So the spirit body can come through with the Uridanus and infuse into the physical body. It's still around. It's hanging around. You know, as soon as a egg and sperm come together, it's like all sorts of consciousness kind of go, there's a spot. You want to incarnate? A lot of times there are many agreements made beforehand with the parent people as far as ones who agreed to come back, you know, with those. But it's a fascinating process. The fetal integration process is fascinating, but this is also fascinating. What happens just at literally that point? And the reason they wanted us to understand that creation point, because that is the creation point, the fertilization point is the creation point, it is a point where the spirit body does start to develop, and it is a point where the first spark of life, which is the potential of life, as opposed to being an integrated spirit coming into the body, it is the point where that can happen from there forward. So it is the point of life potential being brought into the fertilized egg. What happens when you have the egg, the sperm and the egg, there's very specific, they each have very specific fields and charges. The part that you don't see around the sperm is the Kalihara field, and it has characteristics of the Kalihara currents, which are very specific. And I'm not sure what the frequencies of they're a mana field, but I don't know if they're the regular mana quantum of 21 and 2/3. The important thing is the polarity charge. This has a zero charge, is considered a zero positive. It can be neutral, but it can also pick up a positive charge. And the corresponding one is the zero negative charge, where it can be neutral or it can pick up the negative charge. So they're drawn together polarity-wise. The centers are also operate in the same way. You have this is the field that you do see. So this one that's big here is this part, right? It's just, you know, made larger so you can see what happens. There's this whole set of communications energetically that take place before, in fact, I think sperm and egg start to communicate before anybody's even thinking about combining them. And that's part of what gives us attractions. And there are certain cycles in men and women in which peaks of, let's say, vibration would be achieved, or oscillation, which would be different things from each other. And at certain points, it triggers things, and that's where you get attraction. It's actually it's actually kind of like a part of your parents being attracted to a part of somebody else's parents, which is interesting, right? Because they may be your eggs or your sperm that are in you, but they're carrying the encryption that has to do with you, but has to do with your parents as well, because you carry a piece of your parents. If we were mutated back in Atlantis, can you imagine how many times we've repeated and brought forward that pattern? So there's a whole mutation that is carried in the egg and the sperm at this point that doesn't belong there. But this is what happens in normal ones. Now, we haven't had time to do the mess that happens right now as far as what actually happens when our eggs and sperm get together because of the mutation. This is what's supposed to happen. Notice they're of equal size. Now, right now, sperms are very tiny compared to the size of an ovum, and they're supposed to be approximately the same size. The reason the sperm are smaller is because where it should have inside of itself here, Now this is inside of the physicality of it. It would have this inner area here, and inside of that there would, I don't have all the words on them, I have some of the words on them and I'm not going to try to read my hieroglyphics, but this is a positive charge, this is a positive charge on the male, and inside of here there is what's called a Shaylon ring, and that's the prana ring, right? The prana chi, it carries the negative charge, prana ring, and then a positive charge, core. And I think, what were the name of the core on that? There's two different names. They just gave those to me as far as the cores. All right, right. The female one carries the Iluma, the Luma, is the center, the negative center of the female egg. And the male has a positive center that's called what? Ah, Iluma, So the sperm is carrying at its center a positive charge, om, surrounded by a ring of Shaylons that carry prana chi, negative charge, prana chi. And then it goes into the positive charge field out here. I'm not sure which these are, if there's more layers to them. But it's the basic structure of the Kalihara body that was shown in the other diagrams, which is the structure that ends up as one part of the first eight cells, etc. That is the part of us that's in manifestation that needs to recombine with the spirit behind it and combines through the Iridanas to form the middle, Hare Krishna. So this has a Shaylon ring. This one has an Alon ring that holds the prana jewels, which are the prana ki. And that has more quantum charge, but they still should be the same size. The Kali bodies are the same size. They have a different quantum of energy in different layers, but they should be approximately the same size in manifestation. What in the mutation, what has happened, was what should be the ring of 12 prana chi shalons that are here. They're mutated where six of them are pulled out and actually dragged in and compacted into the center point. And the other six are pulled out of natural axis alignment into the demon seed configuration, which is the seed of Metatron configuration. And that actually contracts, pulls in the whole energy fields and makes it smaller. So the manifestation of the physicality on it is smaller. So sperm are smaller than they should be because they only have an activated set of six. And they also, those set of six, are activated, half of them each are activated in reverse polarity. When an egg and sperm meet, what they're supposed to do is, because their polarities are equally balanced, they are equally yoked, they both have a set of 12 corresponding polarity complements inside, they would come together, and it's funny how they come together, where one out of every 12 sperm that are produced in the body have what is called the encryption of the sixth axis. And that is the one that starts. That sixth axis is the one that starts the cycle. That is where. And it's only on that sixth axis that sperm that carries the axis for alignment on the, that point where I showed you where the novena cycle starts, that encryption, that is the sperm that will fertilize the egg. But there are others that carry the encryptions for each of the other lines. Now the lines that are both carried, they're encryptions of lines that eventually become fire lines, right? These lines are, there's actually a set of three vectors that are contributed by the male and three that are contributed by the female. When you put them together, you get that set of 12 that you can number like a clock. And on the clock, the axes that come from the female are the negative numbers. They're the 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and 11. And the ones that come from the male are the 12, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10. And when they come together, each of them three vectors, they form a six vector thing that actually forms the beginnings of what later becomes a replica of the Ire one, the Iluma, the Illumer Adora, Adana. Yes, it is Adana, not Adora. I have to think of girls named Donna instead of Doors. That will work. Anyway, still trying to handle that word. But they come together, but the other ones all line up around it. So what science, I think, even knows now is that when the fertilization process begins, there appears to be a number of sperm that come around and try to get in to the ovum, but only one makes it. So they call them the sentinels, and they're the ones that go with the other axes. They have the encryption of the other axes. So every time there's a batch of sperm produced by the body, they go in a cycle where each one would have the encryption for, say, position one, the encryption for position two, for position three. So they do this little lineup as sentinels, but only one gets in to do the fertilization. And what it does is when these come together, this one tilts down clockwise, and this one tilts down counterclockwise, and that allows them to merge this way. Right? So they merge just like the Hara bodies merge in the center. And just like when the Hara bodies merge in the center, first they spark as they're beginning to merge, and then they fully come together and form one Hare Krishna body with its seven, actually each of them have seven layers. They have the Karayasatahala layer, Jalisic layers. And when the two sevens come together, it forms a set of 14 and then one cell around it. So it creates the 15 Jalisic layers. This is where the template forms for the rest of the spirit body to build and also the physical body building right with it. This is what triggers cell division and all of those things of the fertilized egg and begins the process of the egg becoming or the zygote moving toward becoming an embryo. So when these happen, there's also things at the center. Inside where we have the Shailan ring and the Alon ring, there are what they call the dales. These are the doorways, right? The doorways. And when you put them in the Hara bodies, like when you see the Hara body diagrams, the doorways, the one over here has the doorway to over here, and the one over here has the doorway to the one in the center. And that's how they work. They call it the Dale Risha doorway is in the male, and that's the doorway to the Maharisha body. And the Maharisha body, the spiritual body, holds the Dale Luma, which is the doorway to the Luma Eterna, which would be in the center, right, in the center body that would form here. And that center body that forms here is the Kalihara body, the Hare Krishna body, that big one in the center. So it's the same structure that we've seen before. And at that point where they come together and the centers actually spark, some interesting things happen. Let's see. First of all, these lines, and this is why they wanted to go, they wanted you to understand it here. This is where those lines that came from each side of them come together and they form what are called the Allurian lines. And that means these will be the lines that lead to the Eye of Allure. The Eye of Allure hasn't been born yet in here, but whatever system the being is in, whatever system the fertilization took place in, whatever planet, for example, or star that body is being born in, that already has its Eye of Allure intact, you know, because it's born and it's grown. So if you're on a planet, it would connect to the planet's Eye of Allure first until your own was born, your own personal Eye of Allure structure and that kind of thing. And this is what occurs, and when that happens, these become tubes that lead directly out into source consciousness field that is literally moving through and, you know, everything. Everything is taking place within it. So it goes beyond just the light body structures or even the dark matter templates. It goes through those and into the source consciousness field. And you're supposed to have all of these open at this point, right when the egg and sperm come together, and that's like within, I think I have it written at the top, within how many seconds all this takes place, right? Because it's the first 12, I think it is the first 12, I have it written up there somewhere. So they wanted you to see when we talk about the Hall of Records. It starts here with the first sparks, with the fertilization of the Kalihara and the Kalihara material body and what is considered the Maharisha spirit body coming together to form the Hare Krishna body. And that is the point where the Allurian lines are born. And the Allurian tubes, really, but they call them the lines of Allure. Yeah, and it is the 12th second. There it is. So that's why they wanted me to take this a little bit further as far as showing you what does happen when the egg and sperm come together. and they literally create a new individuation there, and it's from that point that would take you, I think, up to, there's other stuff that happens taking you up to the point where Pratikai 1 is born. So this would take you, once this happens, there's two sparks too, that when we talked up here about the what was carried in the center of them, and I keep forgetting the names because they're new to me. One was the Om, the Illuma Om in the male, and the Illuma Um in the female. When they come together, they spark the Illuma Un. And that's that spark that is the natural spark of life potential. And that is the beginnings of what becomes later, as we go into the spiritual body formation, that is what becomes the silica, or the silica spark at the center, that is that living silica unit that perpetually allows for hydrolase conversion and natural breath area and eternal life existence. So this is where that all starts. Next one, please.